Would you stand again as we look to the word of the Lord for a short while? We're excited about the potluck and picnic type things that we're going to experience after the service, and we certainly encourage everyone to attend, because the Via Hot Dog Cart is going to be a great specialty for us. We look forward to that. Amen. But thank you for being faithful to the house of the Lord while Sister Glover and I were away on the trip. We appreciate Brother Levi doing a great job on Thursday. God bless him. And we're thankful that our team is continuing to grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Derek is doing great and having services in Washington area, and looking forward to him coming back home as well. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy 4 and 7, a familiar passage that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy as he is coming to the close of his life and he is mentoring the ministry that is to continue this powerful truth. And he makes an amazing statement in 2 Timothy 4 and 7 that I'd like for you to read with me. And again, very familiar to all of us. Let's read together 2 Timothy 4 and 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Praise God. That's the commitment of the Apostle Paul. That was what he could look back on and recognize. I've not released my grip. I'm still holding on. I'm not looking ahead to any more that I have to finish. It's done, and henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Praise God. And I thank the Lord that we have that to look forward to. You may be seated. God bless you. Indeed, we can celebrate. There are times that we celebrate the good things of God and the blessings of the Lord and how God would move and bless in an incredible way. Thank God we can celebrate with Amelia her baptism in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And celebrate others receiving the Holy Ghost and others being blessed by the hand of God and new little ones being born into a household and becoming a part of that family. It's all good reasons to celebrate. And certainly we celebrate with these graduates that they have fought a good fight. They have kept the faith. And certainly in our society, that becomes words that need to be fulfilled. Because this society in this age is trying to wrest your faith from your grasp. But you keep fighting the good fight. You keep holding on to that faith. Amen. Regardless of what the influences are, whether they're positive or whether they're negative, you're still going to hold on to what God has put in your life. Whether it's school, whether it's peers, whether it's culture, whether it's society, whatever it is, thank God the shield of faith will quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. There isn't one that's going to slip by. There isn't one that's going to be successful in the plan of God as long as that shield of faith is there to keep us in our walk with God. Amen. And when you finish the course, whether it be high school, whether it be a GED, whether it be Bible college, whether it be secular college, whatever it is, thank God, there's a finishing. And those steps that you took to finish are certainly steps that were guided by the Lord. All the classes, all the credits, all the semesters, all the years probably felt like it's never going to end. And the load got heavy, and the hours of study grew long and many. But thank God you finished, and we celebrate with you. Praise God. But the question is, now what? The challenge is that are ahead, the next step or the next course. And certainly for all of us, regardless of where we are, regardless of how long we serve God, regardless of how long we have followed the Lord, there's always that challenge. There's always that, now what? And thank the Lord, we can call upon Him and recognize He'll be there to minister to us. As we take time to determine the next course, and we pray and we seek divine guidance, and we ask God for His help and His blessing, I'm thankful that He's there to minister to us and to help us with decisions. Now, here's a riddle for you. And it has to do a little bit with math. There are five frogs sitting on a log. And four of them decide to jump off. How many are left? Well, there's still five. Because a decision is not the same as doing. When you decide, you've got to recognize, I've got to do. I decide to obey God. I decide to follow the Lord. I decide to continue living for Him and obeying His word. That decision has to become doing. Amen. It's got to be something that we grab a hold of, because deciding is not the same as doing. God, help us to decide and then do. God, help us to move in that realm of discipline and being a disciple of the Lord and a living sacrifice to Him. Praise God. Because all of those choices in life, God is interested in. Amen. What job do I take? Do I continue going to school? Whom do I marry? And where do I live? Going to church, working for God, serving the Lord. All of those life choices are very important. I thought of a cartoon of Charlie Brown. And he said, I think I've discovered the secret of life, Charlie Brown declares in his cartoon. I've discovered the secret of life. You just hang around till you get used to it. Well, that's not Greek philosophy, is it? Just a cartoon. But we know there's way more to it than that. Thank God for abundant life that our Lord gives us. Life in abundance. But those choices become an important part again. Eleanor Roosevelt said, one's philosophy is not best expressed in words. And oh my goodness, philosophers have a lot of words. But it's not best expressed in words. She said, it is expressed in the choices that you make. That's where your philosophy of life begins to become evident, the choices that you make. So God understands the choices that you have to make. God will be there to minister to every choice. And no matter how long ago our high school graduation has been, or our Bible college graduation, or our secular college graduation, no matter how long ago that was, God is still faithful. God is still there. God still ministers and helps us to make our choices and then to act on those choices. Amen. So you have to get comfortable with being out of your comfort zone. That's the move we've got to make. Get comfortable with being out of your comfort zone, because God will move you into those realms of accomplishment and blessing and provision that He desires for you to have. Thank God the course can be finished. I thought of John the Baptist. And how it says in Acts 13 and 25 that John fulfilled his course. He got it done. He was one who preached powerfully on repentance. But yet, even in his powerful ministry, he declared, there's one coming who is mightier than I. Praise God. Talk about the master of understatement. That really is an understatement. He is mightier than I. He is the Almighty. He is the total ultimate. He is the awesome one. Praise God. Mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And thank God we know it's true. The Lord has come with the Holy Ghost and fire. Praise God. They asked John the Baptist, are you the Christ? Are you Elijah? Are you that prophet? He said, no, I'm just a voice. But I'm going to preach about repentance. And praise God, he did. He cried out, for repentance. He made the way for the Messiah. The length of his ministry was very short. Really, at 30 years old, and began his ministry, and then just in 6 months' time, it was cut off. But be determined, young people. Don't just count the days. Make the days count. Amen. Because who knows how much time will be there. We trust the Lord is coming soon, and every day has got to count. Praise God, because we know he will be here soon. John the Baptist met with great opposition. He faced persecution. Finally, he was imprisoned, but he finished his course. Praise God. And thank the Lord, we can do that as well. The Apostle Paul wrote about finishing his course in another place. The most likely or the most recognized, no doubt, is the text that we read here from 2 Timothy 4. But in Acts 20 and 4, he said, I want to finish my course with joy. With joy. It's not going to be something that is drudgery and I feel all bent down and loaded down and so many burdens and so many hardships. We know he goes through a lot of things. And in this Acts 20, he was warned of bonds and afflictions. He knew those things were coming. But he declared, none of those things move me. None of those things are going to make me turn around. None of those things are going to stop me. None of those things are going to hold me back. I'm going to keep on going. Praise God. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, he said. I'm ready to give my life for the name of Jesus. That's quite a commitment, isn't it? No wonder he is able to say, I've finished my course. He was committed. It wasn't just, if it turns out this way, that's good. That's how it'll be. But if it turns out like things are really going downhill, I guess I'll reconsider, and I guess I'll do something else. No, he was determined, I'm going to finish my course. Praise God. I'm going to testify of the gospel of the grace of God. He wanted to finish it with joy. There was joy in his effectiveness of evangelism because he could see others being changed. He could see others being born again of the water and of the Spirit. He could see others being healed and delivered and know this was part of finishing his course because the joy in Jesus is a good witness. Amen. And no doubt, he was a student of the Old Testament. He could remember perhaps the passage in Nehemiah 8 and 10 where the joy of the Lord is your strength. And no wonder he would declare, I want to finish my course with joy. Because he heard the Lord say, be of good cheer. And even though he was called upon before a king and before the governor and so on, he says, I cheerfully answer for myself. Here he is in prison. He's in prison. He's being persecuted. He's being faced with a great deal of opposition. But he declares, I cheerfully answer for myself. I'm happy to answer for myself. Praise God. And even on the ship that is going down, he says, be of good cheer. I believe God. Hallelujah. Oh, finish your course with joy. Amen. Thank God that we can know the power of the Lord and the blessings of God. Young people, serve with joy. Amen. Let your focus be on serving the Lord and serve him with joy because that's what he gives us, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. And so the apostle would say, the time of my departure is at hand. I like how, I think it was Brother Becton then said, if there's a departure, there has to be a destination. Someplace that we're going. Praise God. A departure with a destination, a divine destination. That's what he was looking forward to. Not just a cemetery, not just a statue perhaps being recognized by the Roman Empire or some other accolade that could be given to him because of all the epistles he had written out by the direction of the Lord. No, he recognized there's a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. There was a victor's crown that he could look for. Because he was a child of the king, there was a crown that would be provided for him as well. And then he said, not to me only. I'm not the only one. There's many more. There's provision that God has. There's blessing that God has. There's abundance that the Lord has for all them that love his appearing. God, help us to be among all them. Amen. Hallelujah. There was only a few of you that marched on the stage a few weeks ago. There was only a few of you who received the diploma. But the apostle is saying, all them that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Thank God, that's what we can hold on to, making sure I am among all them. The apostle was looking ahead to that divine destination. He was declaring, my departure is at hand. And what a contrast as you read on in the rest of the chapter, and he's making the statement about the crown of righteousness, and the Lord, the righteous judge, will give, and it's not to me only, but all them that love his appearing. He's looking ahead to that time, and then he makes a contrast, a startling contrast. Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Oh, what a huge difference. The apostle's looking ahead to that divine destination. He's looking ahead to what God has for him. He's looking to that eternal realm. And then he says, Demas is gone because he loved this present world. Oh, God, help us. Amen. Not to be in love with this present world. Not to be wanting to hold on to these things and know that it's going to be gone. It's not going to last. But hold on to our faith because that's eternal. Hold on to our experience in God and our salvation because that's what's going to last forever. Praise God. And to know the blessings of the Lord. This is the most important course to finish. Other translators say, this is the race. I've finished the race. Praise God. And we know Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Staying close to him. Would you stand with me now? Praise God. We're going to have a time of prayer. And I'm thankful that we can recognize that the next step that I take in the will of God, the next step in my commitment to God, the next step that I have as I walk with the Lord, he will guide me. He will give me strength. He'll be there with his powerful presence to minister to our needs. And thank God that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be there to provide for you. The next step. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can take steps, just as Brother and Sister Abbott have taken steps, veterans of many battles, many situations, many problems. But praise God, every step, the hand of God has been there. And likewise with many, many more of you, you recognize God has been there every step of the way. And this is what thrills me, Pastor Nelson. This is what excites me as we're taking those steps by faith, as we're taking those steps in obedience. The next step may be on streets of gold.
Hallelujah.
The next step, we may see the Lord. Amen. The next step, we may be in the presence of those who have gone on before and we'll recognize them. Hallelujah. And we'll rejoice that we kept on going. We kept on stepping. We kept on being obedient. We kept on being faithful. I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Yes, we celebrate with the graduates, but we also challenge you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep finishing. Praise God. Keep holding on. Keep staying faithful. Keep being obedient. Keep looking to the Lord. Keep your eyes on that heavenly home. Don't fall in love with this present world. No, I'm reaching for what God has for me. Hallelujah. Would you come to a place of prayer? We're looking forward to our...